Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening to all of you on the Blog Talk line tonight. God bless you and you and you and to all who love the Lord. I'm sure you're coming to give God praise. This is the new awakening. Amen. A spiritual shift from the give me, give me, give me to the approach of God, approach to God, the thank you, Lord, I thank you for everything. And giving him praise rather than bombarding him with just give me, Lord, give me this, give me that. We just come to praise you. We didn't come to ask for nothing. Although we know it is legal to ask because your word says ask and shall be given. But God, you already know our every need and you supply them. And the Bible says before we call, you will answer. And while we are yet speaking, you will hear us. And we just thank you for that. Oh, God. We want to just open the line up for people who have emergency prayer requests because God has ordained that. Ask and shall be given. Seeking we would find, and knocking the door shall be opened unto us. We have not because we ask not. And this is a Gotham line. This is a prayer line where we want to know what to pray for to zero in on these things because we ask God specifically now what we need and petition him for these things. Sometimes you have to call out these afflictions in order to bind them in the name of Jesus. We bind cancer. We bind diabetes. We bind all these things. And whatever your request is, we're asking you to let it be known in the name of Jesus. All right, if somebody has two lines open, we ask you if you could give instructions in this time. Amen. Ambassador Hagin, if you're there, can you give us some instructions? Amen. Our station identification, too. Are you there?
Praise God.
All right, go ahead. Thank you.
Oh, we praise the magnificent name of the Lord. We do honor the presence of the Lord. We honor him now, our chief international ambassador. We are here live in the studio, DBJN, on Blog Talk Radio. You can call into the studio. We're live. That number is 646-595-2035. And we have been heard literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and you name it, literally all over the world. For those of you who are joining us, be mindful. Do not open two phone lines close by each other, such as your cell phones, computer phones, Skype, Magic Jacks, etc. Please be sure you do not hold a private conversation because it certainly will be broadcast all over the world, and we are live. Do check your line and see if there's more than one line that's open, and you certainly would want to close the other so that there will not be feedback. If there's a problem and you've got to be moving about, it's *6 on your normal phone. Those of you that are joining us from First Fruits, just simply press *6, and it will mute your line and allow everything to go really for the glory of God. God bless you, and thank you so much. Back to you, Chief International.
Thank you so much. Let me just say I've received several calls here between last night and today. Saying that they had tried to get on the blog line and was already full. That's an encouraging praise report right there that people want to thank the Lord. They want to give him praise. And it encouraged my heart to know that you had or you have the prayer line open also because several tried to get on there as an overflow, line, but that wasn't an option last night. But tonight we do want to have the overflow line if all possible because people want to give God praise. We can't hear a lot of people. I mean, most people all over the world, we can't basically, it's not coming through. But we know you're there. And if you would praise him in your own home or wherever you are, and then work on getting people who love the Lord and who are prayer warriors or praisers to come to this blog line just simply to give God 1,000 thank yous. To some people, they can't understand that, but you can't understand it in the natural. It's not a natural thing. You have to get in the spirit realm to understand giving God 1,000 thank yous. And let me tell you something. He inhabits the praises of his people. Don't think that he's not here enjoying all these praises that are going up to him. The last thing the enemy wants to do is see these praises going up to God. Can you? No wonder we have a lot of technical difficulties and can't get on the internet, all those kind of problems. And I'm not glorifying the enemy. I'm just telling you, we have to be real with things too. And God's going to fix it, of course. But it would be ignorance not to know what God is doing in the midst of what the enemy is trying to do. So we just thank God for what he's doing. And we know, knowledge is power. You got to know what the enemy is doing. That gives you power, even more power over the enemy to know how he's trying to come. We can just say thank you, Jesus, and praise the Lord and close our eyes to what the enemy is trying to do. That's what we did for years, and the enemy snuck drugs in the back door, and now we got them all over the world because Christians didn't really activate and speak out and do things against what the enemy is trying to do. See, whenever you're in a war, and we're certainly in a war, but whenever you're in a war, the way that has been proven for years is that when that general is in control, he sends his people out to find out the location of the enemy and what he's doing, how he's doing it. And because they have that knowledge of what the enemy is doing, many times it's about dropping a bomb on the enemy. And when they know where he is, they can drop a bomb. See, that they use those tactical instructions to basically defeat the enemy, and they win the war simply because they know what the enemy is trying to do. Well, God knows, and he will instruct his people, but we don't want to seem like we don't have any knowledge, because knowledge is power, and he didn't lack wisdom. Let him ask him, God, Lord, what is happening, so we can try to pray and fast against things that the enemy is doing. This kind cometh out but by fasting and prayer. So, amen. Thank God for those who are praying and praying against what the enemy is trying to do. God bless you. We've come to thank God because we know he's got it in control and for all the things he's done for us. All right. If you got a prayer request, we're going to try our best to hear it, and then we're going to pray. And then we'll thank God. Anybody, I think you have your lines open, many of you. Anybody got a prayer request? I'm going to put, Dr. Betty Johnson on there and our daughter and grandchildren. Anyone else?
This is Sister Peterson. I'm going to put prayer request. We just lost a close friend. Her name's Anne Furr. Hey, Diana. Y'all pray for her.
What's
last she passed.
What's her last name?
Yes, sir.
All right, is there anyone else? anyone else.
Sister Lucille Unspoken.
All right. Right, Unspoken. Okay. God knows. Anyone else before we pray?
Put Angelo Wilford on there. He's a cancer survivor to this tragedy now if this came back. So he's a young man, 19 years old. Angelo Wilford.
Wilford.
Yes, he's got cancer, and he's been in remission twice now. He's trying to see if this is going on. So he's a young man, 19. He's really going through a lot. God is taking care of him.
Okay. Now, all right. God bless you. Anyone else?
Yes. This is Ambassador Elect Frierson from Michigan. I would like to put in a request, a prayer for the earthquake victims in Japan, Ecuador, and I believe Bangladesh. Just all the earthquake victims.
Mm-hmm. Around the world.
Yes. Thank you.
And in Texas, they have a lot of water in Texas. There's really a lot of water in Texas. Families and teens are going through down there in Texas.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes. That's so compassionate, y'all. That's wonderful. All right. Do we have any other prayer requests? All right. God bless all of you tonight. Now, here's our format on this blog line. We bring these prayer requests before God. But what's so special about this log line is that not only do we bring the prayer requests, but we praise God 1,000 times on here. And many times we include, not many times, but we do include all these persons on the prayer list and thank him along with our 1,000 thank yous. They go up for these persons on the prayer line too. Oh, my God, what a mighty praise. All right. Is there anyone who feels led? If not, I will pray. But is there anyone who feels led to offer a prayer here tonight? If so, I'm opening up the prayer line to you, this blog line to you. You feel led to pray. You may not have all the names, but you may want to pray and ask God to do, oh, my God, exceeding abundantly for all these persons. The line is open to you if you want to pray. All right, Heavenly Father, oh God, thank you for being a prayer-answering God. You know all about every situation everywhere. God, we just ask that you own every person here. In the name of Jesus, look on Dr. Betty Johnson. Give her peace in her mind, joy in her soul. Give her hope, God, and then give her healing from her own you might say affliction. In the name of Jesus, touch her body. And Lord, heal her and bless her in the name of Jesus. Look on Lanitra Bostic, Lanitra Rome, excuse me. God bless Lanitra in a special way also, and all of her children. Oh God, every one of my grandchildren. Bountifully help them. In Jesus, oh, mighty name. Lord, you know all about Sister Peterson. Before I pray for the ones that she had asked for prayer for, I want to ask you to bless her. Help Sister Peterson, Lord. Oh, touch her body and heal her. God, you are abundantly above all we ask of you. Just ask you, Lord, to have mercy on her. Let your grace and mercy touch her body. And bring healing, healing, healing. Thank you for lifting every burden off of her and God coming to see about her. And I even pray a financial blessing on the Jesus with me. Bring out the Lord and all about me and exceedingly bring out in Jesus' name. Put on any girl hurt, her children, oh God, we lost a loved one. But look on those children of any person. Look on the family members of the Clark family. They've lost a couple of loved ones. Look on Angelo Wilford, God, whatever the problem there is. God, I'm just asking you to fix it. Fix it for all three of these families. In the name of Jesus, see about them. In the name of Jesus. They need your help, and we believe in you for it. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, we're asking you to let your healing virtue, the healing that you fought with for Sister Karen Brown, God, go in there in the lungs and heal those lungs, heal that cough, heal that sinus nasal drip and any problem in her body like me. Heal that cold and that cough in Jesus' name. Something that can be endless all night long. God, you can solve it right now. Touch her. Heal that neuropathy. In the hands of Jesus. Touch her, Lord. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, people. In the name of Jesus. God, step in the room for all these people. Because whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you. Can't no affliction be over you. But not you're over every affliction. You command them what to do. God, look on Sister Lucille and her unspoken request. Oh, God. You know what's unspoken, and you make the unspoken spoken because you understand it in the name of Jesus. So, oh, thank you, Lord, for the Master Lex Morrison. Amen, God. Hey, God. You're so compassionate for those earthquake victims around the world, not only in Japan, not only in Africa, but God in Texas, too. Thank you. Amen. Master Mark Peterson, thank you for Texas. We are mindful for them too. God, all these places that are experiencing the evangelism of the last day. Yes, God, you're showing us that we're in the last day. Earthquakes. Oh, God, help these people who are going through. Some don't have homes. The homes have been torn up by the earthquake. Some don't have good running water or anything. God, we need your miracle working power for every one of these people. God, we're believing you for it. Touch and heal and deliver. Oh, God, and we love you. We thank you. We appreciate you. We bring you to the room. And we believe you, Lord.
We believe you.
Just like the two Hebrew brothers said, if you don't do it, I know you ain't.
I plead,
touch and deliver. The Lord Jesus is you.
You
give me all the glory, Lord, thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. We just want to thank him now in advance for doing this things. Because I know he's able, and we believe that he's going to do it. In the name of Jesus, come on, let us thank him now. Let's open up the lines here. Those who can, give us, help us thank the Lord. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, y'all. Help us thank you. Thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God, 16 other people
came along. God, and we just had a wonderful time. And just to hear Dr. Johnson blow that saxophone, oh, my God, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. I just enjoy myself in the Lord. Those that didn't come, they just missed a treat. After the service, Dr. Hagen, them, they fed us. Praise God. And we just ate spiritual and naturally. Oh, my God, we enjoyed it.
Thank God.
Tell you what, come on back in the morning and get that face before the game. Amen. And we'll open the line for you in the morning.
Thank God.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We had such a great time.
Thank you.
All right. I understand the way the Holy Ghost moved. I was tired myself. I think Mother Johnson used to teach me the Holy Ghost will not only wear your body out, but wear 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 bodies out. Amen. So much joy in the Lord. But, yeah, God used the mood in an unusual way.
God,
amen.
Yes, he did.
Thank you. Anyone else want to have something to say? The line's open to you. Anyone? Thank you. Well, thank you for the encouragement tonight. You know, I don't usually ask for a lot of encouragement from myself, but I found out that I need to be encouraged just like everybody else needs to be encouraged. The enemy up in heaven worked against the leader. Yeah, he was trying. He took over and influenced one third of the heavenly hosts to follow him, but they were not the target. The target was God himself, because God is the leader. He was the leader then, he's the leader now. And so the enemy always seeks to attack the leader. And so why do you think God created all of us? And he made us to do what? To praise him and to give him glory and to encourage him. That's what it's about. God needed to be encouraged too, so he made all of us to that we would just praise him and thank him. And, you know, it's really keeping God company. Amen. And so just like God made us to praise him, actually to keep him encouraged. You think God can't ever get discouraged? We were made in his own image. Do you ever get discouraged? Where do you think it comes from? We were made in God's image. So we have to stay encouraged. Amen. And that's why the Bible says David said he had to encourage himself. And sometimes we need to encourage one another. That's why it tells us to be helpers one to another. Amen. So thank you all for encouraging me tonight. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you for these precious people. Precious, precious. God bless you. Well, right, anybody else want to say anything? Whether you have a word or whatever. Amen. The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus. All right. God bless you. We've opened the line up to you. One more time. Is anybody else going to have anything to say? Master Lake Baker, are you there? All right. Anyone else? All right. God bless all of y'all. May you have a wonderful night. And it is true. It is true. I got a feeling that no matter whatever you're going through, God's going to work it all right for you. God's going to see you through every storm. And he's going to see you through every rain.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, I'll be praying for you. Now, let me announce to you all, doing this not to let my fast be known, but I'm doing it because I want y'all to go on it with me. Yesterday, on Sunday, we started a 40-day fast from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock every day. That's about 15 hours from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock every day. And I want y'all to go on it with me. If you don't go every day, at least you can get some of these days in this 40-day fast. we're praying for our church, Amazing Grace, that God would supply our need to renovate our church. We need about $1 million. And God has everything we need. And so if you have a request, I'm asking you to make your request known unto the Lord and go on the fast with us. If you can fast any day, fine. If you can fast just whatever during the week, fine. But just join us sometime, if you would. And some of y'all, if y'all could put my name in there and Ambassador Dr. Betty Johnson's name in there.
Yes,
amen. With me a lot. Amen. But I found me in there. But we're fasting for our church, Amazing Grace. That's why I'm fasting. And I have our members fasting with us. I mentioned to the prayer line today, and many of them are fasting. If you have a prayer request, let's fast for it. You know, who was it? It was Jesus who said it to his disciples when he tried to cast the demon out of the boy who threw his body in the fire and sometimes in the flood. And they took that boy, that lunatic boy, to the disciples and said, pray for him and cast the demons out. They could not cast him out. And when Jesus came, they said to the master, Lord, we took them to your disciples, but they could not cast the demon out. And after he cast the demon out with no problem, the disciples said, Lord, why could we not do such? And Jesus answered, that these kind go out by fasting and by prayer. Now listen,
yes.
Some of these things that you've been asking the Lord to do and they haven't gotten done, I want to challenge you to go on this 40-day fast with us, because these kind come about by fasting and by prayer. And let's see what the Lord will do. Let's see what he will do. Holy Lord, please don't make me act up here. But he will do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. So join us, amen. These kind go about by fasting and by prayer. All right. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And we love the Lord, and we thank him for what he's done here in a glorious way. Thank God for touching us and for moving and for blessing us. Oh my God. And I'm persuaded that I believe it was Apostle Adams is right. Yeah. Whatever you're going through, you got a feeling that everything will be all right. I got a feeling that it's going to be all right. Amen. And God
Amen.
Bless all of you.
Mm-hmm. I receive that.
Mm-hmm. We're giving the glory and we're giving
Thank
the praise
you.
For everything
yes.
that he's doing for you all.
All right.
Did I miss anybody? Did I miss anybody? That's something that you wanted to say. If so, I'm opening the line to you one more time. Amen. Anybody? All right. Have a wonderful night. We'll be back tomorrow morning for the prayer line. You got that number, I believe, 712-775-7085. Join us at 6 a.m. in the morning. 712-775-7085. God bless you. Keep us in your prayers. We'll be praying for you, too. Have a wonderful night. Somebody trying to say something? Thank you. It's going to be all right. God bless you. Whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. May you have a wonderful life.
All right.
We love you. We love
God
you.
God bless you. So, yeah. See yeah. that.
Amen.
I receive it. Amen. I receive it.
Okay. Just want to tell y'all, we love y'all very much. Y'all are special, special. And there's so many smart people. All y'all are smart people on this line. You're brilliant, smart. I just like working with y'all. Y'all are beautiful, smart, brilliant people. Ah, my. Oh, my God. All I got to do is just anytime just sit here and let y'all go forth. Y'all know how to take it over. And thank God for you. Y'all have a wonderful night, okay?
Night.
Good night.